Epigenetic changes are changes in gene expression that are not caused by a change in the DNA base pair sequence, and these are heritable changes. The reason that we think that these are important in breast cancer is these types of changes have been found in many types of tumour and also in other types of complex disease. And the main thing about these changes is that they occur early in the disease, and also the pattern of these changes develops as correlating with the cancer stage. This leads us to believe that it may be involved in the initiation of the disease. Further evidence to support this is that factors that affect breast cancer risk, things like alcohol and folate, also affect your epigenetic status. Now, the epigenetic marking process is really very complex, as you can see from this diagram on the left here. So I'm just going to take you through a couple of genes and just tell you a little bit about what they do. The first one is the DNA methyltransferases, which are at the top there, and they're involved in the addition of a methyl group to cytosines within CpG dinucleotides, and this can result in transcriptional depression. Another group of genes are ones which modify histone proteins, and these are the proteins which DNA wraps around to form chromatin, and affecting the structure of this can also affect transcription. Some of the main players here are the histone acetyltransferases, the histone methyltransferases, and the histone deacetylases. And these are all types of things I'm going to be interested in my project. Now, trying to determine whether a pathway as complex as this is associated in the etiology of the disease is very difficult. But one of the ways we can do this is to use a genetic association study, which is what we've done. And the aim of this is to determine if the genes in this pathway are associated with breast cancer risk, and I've also looked a little bit at prognosis as well. In order to do this, what we do is we select a single nucleotide polymorphism from each of our genes of interest, that's a SNP, and we've chosen these based on their likely functionality and their frequency within our population. And then we've checked to see if having the mutant allele in each of these SNPs is associated with risk of the disease and your outcome from the disease.